I don't know what to call this conversation. Something about... I don't know. Did I have notes? Let's look at my notes. I'm really off today, so I'm going to be upfront about that right now. I don't know. I guess it's, censorship and social media or something. And I feel like maybe this is better as a behind the curtain or I don't know. But, so let's talk about what happened first. And, I think now I need to figure out the name of the song. Ren's here. I'm a mess. I'm not going to edit this out because I don't feel like it. Renifer. What are you doing? What are you doing, cutie? It took me a lot of, for some reason, motivation. I don't know what to call it. It took me a bit to get into the mode of like, you know what? Let's just do this. Okay, yeah. Lift your head up high. So, yesterday, I was not having a good day. I'm not having a good day today, but yesterday I was not having a very good day. And I've talked about this before, but I'll talk about it again. Using humor as a coping mechanism. There's a quote, I think it was Tracy Morgan's grandfather, if I remember correctly. Somehow I ended up watching Tracy Morgan talking to Oprah, I think, and there was this clip, it was years ago, like 7-8 years ago, and he said that, he was talking to his grandfather had said that humor is the knife which you cut through the forest of despair. I think that's what it was, and I really, really liked that quote, and I felt like it rang very true for me, and that using humor as a coping mechanism. And there's obviously ways you could do that excessively and not resolve your issues and not discuss them and not explore them and then it becomes a problem and whatever else for sure. And there's other times where, you know, it can be, humor can be what allows you to bring conversation to the forefront. It can allow you to bring up issues, to express feelings in a way, to start a conversation, whatever, right? And I also am just a fan of humor, period, and enjoy laughing or finding things funny, even if I don't lol. Why are you so restless? Why are you so restless, baby puppy? Okay, there you go. Good girl. Yeah. This is a big yawn. Okay. Anyway. And I don't know. I'm so distracted right now, and I don't feel like starting this again. So, anyway. So, I don't know if y'all know the band Bloodhound Gang, but they had some very popular hits when I was in my late teens, and I wasn't into The Bad Touch or like Fire, Water, Burn, not really. It was other songs that I really enjoyed, and I was like, man, this band has like a certain heaviness that imagine if they wrote serious songs, and honestly, I didn't really appreciate them until more later on, and I appreciate them now more than I did back then. And I feel like it's one of those groups for me that, like, I usually don't like what I call joke bands. And I don't like just humor. Like, music is so beautiful to me and serious. And it's interesting because I just never really liked really humorous music. Or people using the vehicle of music to express, or vehicle of humor and music to express certain ideas. I just was like, leave the humor out. And like Mindless Self-Indulgence is another one where I feel like there's a lot of things that fly over people's heads because of the very irreverent way in which they bring up topics, and it's a lot of fun. And I feel like that's similar to Bloodhound Gang. Music is very different. You know what? There's a lot of similar elements, but it's still very different. But lyrically, it's on the surface, really shallow stuff, and sometimes there is deeper meaning there, but a lot of times it can just be fun. Hell, why not have some fun, you know? And very not PC, I mentioned irreverent, whatever, and offensive. We don't edit sneezes. Ren, we don't. We don't do that. No. We leave the sneezes in the vlog. Oh, we're coming in? We're coming in? Come here, baby. Oh, goodness. Don't bump that. The camera's going to fall. It is. Okay. Thank you. Good girl. Thanks. I need to finish doing this now. I'm sorry. Am I making you nervous? Because I'm just a wreck. I'm just a big wreck, and you're a ball of anxiety, and it's just a mess. We can be a mess together? Okay, thanks. Anyway. Wow, this is something else. Anyway, so... Bloodhound Gang, where was I? Irreverent. Yeah. Oh, and I was thinking, like, there, I don't know. That's not my... I think that I have a taste for dark humor, expressing it and taking it in, enjoying it when other people express it. It has to be done the right way. Being offensive just to be offensive isn't really for me. You could argue that. Thinking about, like, oh my goodness, I just forgot his name. George Miller, Filthy Frank, Pink Guy, Salamander Man, Joji, all... Those are all personas or characters of George Miller, and there's definitely really irreverent, not politically correct, very offensive content there that is humorous in the right light, or if you're the right person with the right perspective and understand what he was doing. And I feel like I do. And I feel like a lot of people found it humorous without understanding what he was doing, and it was humorous for the wrong reasons, or they connected with it for the wrong reasons, and I was like, oh, that's weird. But I don't know, that's just like, there were fans, there's fans of bands like Nirvana that don't get it, but they're fans of the music or what they hear or whatever, and it's not necessarily what it could be or should be or whatever. So anyway, Bloodhound Gang, yesterday, not in a good place, not feeling great. There's a song called Lift Your Head Up High. And now I'm paranoid about talking about things on YouTube even, because I can't use words. And like, or maybe I can, but I don't know. I don't know what I can say anymore. And this is the first time I've really felt super censored. And it's been really interesting to think about how I use social media and... Like, I don't know, maybe this will be a behind the curtain. I haven't had one of those in a long time. You know what? I think it will be. It fits better in that category. Whatever. But thinking just about how I use social media to express myself and how I don't make art to not be seen. And so what happened was, okay, so back up. I'm on Instagram. I post a story. It's a picture of tile. Like splash back, what is it called? In the kitchen, there's like tiled wall for that section of it. And I took a picture of that and like the bottom of a cabinet. That's all that's in there. I didn't add any text of my own to that post that I recall. I think I did with another one, but it wasn't offensive like text that I put in there. I wish I could remember what I said, but I deleted them all. So I take a picture, put it in my story. I go in their music library, Instagram's music library, and I search for Bloodhound Gang, Lift Your Head Up High. And it is a song about how if you don't feel like being here anymore and you want to not... be a mortal being anymore. I feel like I have to dance around it now, which is ridiculous, but that's what I feel like I have to do now, which is really frustrating. If you do not want to be a mortal being anymore or an immortal being and you want to return to your place in the dirt, it's a song about that. And it's a song about just a very irreverent, offensive song that makes me feel better when I am feeling very low, because it's this fun song about a very serious topic and they treat it with no reverence whatsoever. And again, there's a time and a place for that kind of talk. And this is my time and place And me expressing that is kind of, and I guess that's a thing too. It's interesting because I had it on my close friends thing on Instagram. And so now I'm curious, does that kind of thing have to get reported? Does the algorithm pick that up? I have used that song before. The image wasn't anything that goes against terms of service. There wasn't any imagery there. But if they talk about, I really have to pick my words now. If you were talking about On Living is what I heard it called on Reddit the other day. Someone made a post there because if they use the S word, then it might get flagged. Or KY, if someone wants to KT, or like you should KY or whatever. Like it's just like, man, I have never had that amount of censorship in my personal expressions on social media. I've thought about it before, but not in this context really, until it was like last week when I saw someone said unlived or like unliving, and I'm like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, they had to use that language because they were afraid of getting censored or something. I was like, that's really interesting. And yeah, so anyway, I posted that in the story, and then a couple hours later I got a bunch of notifications from Instagram saying that my I'm basically shadow banned. My Instagram, my art Instagram, cannot be found by people who do not follow me. If you do not already follow me, you will not see my posts. It's not discoverable in the Reels section, not if I use a hashtag or my location is Lethbridge and other people can find my work, or I'm using hashtags of like art things so people can like find my work. You can't. And there's other restrictions. I can't go live for 30 days. I can't, like, the other one seems indefinite, which is bananas to have that shadow ban. And it's because I used this song. This song is in their library. Someone there, you know, like, it just doesn't make sense. I'm using their, it's like using a filter. If they provided a filter or they approved a filter and I used their filter to take a picture of the wall and they said that filter is offensive, you can't use that. And it's like, okay, so now I have this, it's a weird thing because I just have this thing of like, I need to express myself. I need to create art. But this avenue of Instagram, this monopoly of this platform that I use in order to express myself, because it is not about attention as much as it is about connection and communicating with people and having people communicate back to me based on their experiences and bonding over these vulnerable moments that I like to share. That for me is a vulnerable moment. It's a moment where I was, one, under the influence of cannabis, if I'm allowed to say that anymore. And I was not in a good place. Or you should say, I was first in a really negative headspace. Really not good. I was not mentally well in that moment. I was very emotionally dark. Not feeling good. And then I made the choice to consume some cannabis, decided to put on some music with some good beats that was humorous and fun, albeit offensive and whatever. And again, in certain contexts, that those sentiments wouldn't fly for me either. They would be offensive to me depending on the context, because that is everything. And I decided to post what I was listening to. Much of the time that I post music and it has the lyrics going, it's because I'm under the influence of cannabis and I'm really enjoying the music and I'm just sharing, this is what I'm listening to and really enjoying right now, and I want other people to maybe connect with that or enjoy that or be like, oh, I love that song or whatever. And that is just my moment of expressing that thing, because I'm not expressing any really deep thoughts or whatever, but I am using social media to just express. Some people do that through Twitter. Some people do it in a different way. Some people, it goes on their Snapchat story. For me, it happens to be Instagram. And it is shared with a wider audience. And not just people who really know me personally, but even in my close friends section, there are a lot of like local artists and whatever else that I felt like, oh, I think we're on the same wavelength. I think you'd appreciate these things that I have to say when I do share with a limited group. And now I've had to go and remove a bunch of people because I don't know if it was someone who reported it or if it was just the algorithm picking up the lyrics. Again, it was really interesting because I'm like, somebody allowed that song to be on the platform. It wasn't me playing the music, and I just recorded a video, and you put it in my story, and you could hear the music. I didn't type out the lyrics. It's through, you know, like you go on Instagram stories, you pick music, you search up what song, you find the song, you pick the section of the song, you choose if you want to display the lyrics or not, and it's all there on Instagram. It's been approved, or it should be appropriate to use those things. It wasn't even like out of context, or it was in some horrific context where nothing else about my expression with the visuals, I didn't add text to it, whatever. It was just the fact that those lyrics were a problem. And it was like, well, then don't allow them on Instagram. Don't have it in your library if it's a problem. How do you blame me? That's ridiculous. And I could go on and on and on about that, and then think like you can't actually get a real person to review it. The algorithm does. It's so impersonal. It's ridiculous. And it just ends up like what would happen, you know, as a content creator or as someone who's sharing their art and their personality and whatever else on this platform if I can no longer use that platform? It is the platform that I enjoy looking at other people's content on, connecting with other individuals. And so now I feel like I have to be very, very careful about what I say. I already, you know, choose to censor myself, not talk about certain topics, use certain words. But this is a whole other level because I feel just like, okay, I can't share where I'm at. I can't use humor to express I'm not in a good place, but this makes me feel a little better. I can't have vague, whatever. I can't, it doesn't matter if it's vague. It doesn't matter if I really expressed, hey everyone, I'm in a really dark place. No, I don't need to do that. I just wanted to post, it made me chuckle. I like just Jimmy Pot, lyricist, main vocalist for that band, has so much wit and his writing is so, I don't know how to explain it. Like, he is just a fantastic lyricist, and I appreciate his skill with expressing things through words. Even if it's not deep, poetic, vulnerable, really moving, beautiful, like, diction. No, it's irreverent, crass, whatever, but I appreciate his skill in using that, and it's not offensive to me. From time to time, there's certain words or things that didn't age well, for sure, that I'm not a fan of, but I can take the whole and appreciate the whole and just ignore that one piece because I understand the spirit in which it was done with. And there's a whole other thing about art versus the artist and separating those things, whatever. Anyway, I would like to keep my Instagram. I would like to keep using that platform. I would like to share where I'm at without being flagged, censored, restricted. I would like to censor myself based on what I would like to share. But now I have to limit what I'm sharing. And that gets really interesting because some of my art or some of the journal writings that I do or whatever can express issues with mental health, or this is where I'm at emotionally, or this is what I learned about being in this dark place and how I got out of it and how I feel better and I'm not there anymore. And now I don't know how to share those things because I have to very heavily, more so than normal, choose how I express it and use words possibly like unliving or like whatever else, or I can't share the music that I want to share because it would be offensive. Okay, then don't have it available for me to use. Just say, that's not available for you. We don't allow that on our platform. And I don't know what will happen because why am I using Instagram only for the people that follow me versus this wider audience, especially if I'm using it for artistic purposes, right? How can I, like, what do I do if I want to keep expressing myself to reach a wider audience, to make connections with people that I don't know yet, for someone else to to search up a hashtag and then be like, oh, wow, like that's a really niche hashtag that I searched up and I found your work. And now we're in conversation with each other and I get new ideas and collaborate with other artists or just like be inspired by conversation. How do I do that? I don't really have a resolution, but that's where I'm at. And it makes things very difficult because I am a person who, I don't want to keep my paintings in the basement. I want people to enjoy them. I don't keep a sketchbook that no one else sees ever. I share that sketchbook. I share the majority of things that I produce or want to express. And to me, the fact that I'm putting it out there is the only, like this right now, if I wasn't posting it, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be talking to myself. But I process things externally, and it's really difficult to process things externally. If I get something out of a conversation, I don't have to post it. But I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for posting it. And I could try to like reverse that, but it's one of those things that I'm like, no, I made that in order to post it, to share what I'm going through. Maybe someone else will connect with that. That's my one of the motivations. The other motivation is that I just process things externally, and that's just how it works for me. And it's upsetting, it's frustrating, and it brings forth a bunch of questions I don't have answers to. So I'm going to end it there.